Okay, so the plan for this chabura, this Siyata Dishmaya, is to make two he'aros in the sugya of Nemalai Abba, Nemalai Avicha. I think everyone started the Mishnah, maybe even finished the Gemara, right? On Chavdalad, Amun Aleph, Chavdalad, Mabez. So two he'aros in that sugya, and if we have time, then to make two he'aros to go back on Tosfos, Belula, B'mikra, B'mishnah, Shitas, Rabbeinu Tam, a little lighter discussion. But we'll begin with the later sugya of Neman Alai Abba, Neman Alai Avicha. Okay. So, to start with the Mishnah says, Omer lo, Neman Alai Abba, Neman Alai Avicha, Neman Alai Shol Shoroi Bokar, Rameir Amo Yochel Lachzer, Bala Chachamim, Omrim Eino Yochel Lachzer. So we have a machlokes in the Mishnah between Rameir and the Chachamim. If a person is makabel, a dayan, puzzle, whether that Kabbalah is binding to the extent that you can't be chozer from the Kabbalah, Rameir holds Yochel Achzor, and the Chachamim hold Inu Yochel Achzor. And so Machlokas in the Gemara, exactly what the parameter of that Machlokas is. Kodim lar Gemar Din lachar Gemar Din, Etin lach Machalach. We're not going to get into the details of the Shakotarya right now. We'll focus on the first line of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Omer Rav Dimi, Bereid Rav Nachman, Bereid Rav Yosef, Kigon de Kibla Lei Bechad. When does the Mishnah say, Nem Lai Abba, Nem Lai Avicha? That's if you're Makabel, the Dayan, as one Dayan. However, if you're Makabel, the Dayan, as multiple Dayanim, meaning he was Pasul and you treated him as not only one Kasher Dayan, but multiple Kasher Dayanim, so then, no. So what does it mean then no? So there's a Machlokas, Rashi and Tosis, as everyone knows, how to read Rav Dimi, how to read the comments of Rav Dimi. So Rashi learns that Rav Dimi is going on Rameir. Rameir, who held in the Mishnah, Yochel Lachzerbo, that if you're Makabel, a Dayan was Pasul, Yochel Lachzerbo. Yeah. Rameir holds Yochel Lachzerbo in the Mishnah by Neman Alai Abba, Neman Adicha. Rav Dimi says that's even if you're Makabel him as one Dayan. In other words, it wasn't such a big Kabbalah. It wasn't such an egregious possible based in what you were Makabel, because it was only treating him as one Dayan. So you would have thought to say, when does Rameir hold Yochel Lachzerbo? Maybe that's even Makabel Apostle Adayan to be as multiple Dayan. But if you're Makabel Apostle Adayan to be one Dayan amongst two other objectively Kasher Dayanim, maybe B'chai Gavna, Rameir would agree to the Chachamim, Eino Yochel Lachzerbo. You can't be Chozer from that Kabbalah. Kamash Molin Rav Dimi hold. Rav Dimi says that Rameir holds B'chai Gavna, even if you're only Makabel him as one Dayan, then Rameir still holds Yochel Lachzerbo. That's the way Rashi reads the Gemara. And Tosis is Cholik. Tosis thinks, without getting into the kashas on Rashi, Tosis thinks that really it's Rav Dimi is going on the Chacham. Again, the Chacham in the Mishnah hold Neman Alai Abba, Neman Alai Avicha, Nemanim Alai Shlosh Roy Bakar, Eino Yochel Lachzerbo. When did the Chacham hold Eino Yochel Lachzerbo? That's if you're Makabel the Pasla Dayan as one Dayan. However, if you're Makabel him as multiple Dayanim, he's your father. He's your father-in-law. He's apostle, whatever the psul is. And not only are you Makabel him as one Dayan, you're treating him as two Dayanim, and then there is another Dayan, or you're treating him as three Dayanim. That's what we call a Tarti L'Reyesa, as opposed to a Chara L'Reyesa. By a Tarti L'Reyesa, there are two things, there are two strikes against this Dayan. He not only is he apostle, but he's also only one person. So then, the Chacham would agree to a mayor, Yochel Lachzerbo. The Chacham only hold Enu Yochel Lachzerbo by a Chara L'Reyesa, but by a Tarti L'Reyesa, the Chacham hold Enu Yochel Lachzerbo. That's the Machlokas. Rashi and Tesis had to learn Rav Dimi on the Gemara. Clear. Okay. So the Smach in Simon Chav Beis says a Chiddush L'Dima. Just before that, it's a Machlokas. Mechaber and the Ramah had a Paschim. The Mechaber quotes Rashi, Shitas Rashi, which I think is the Shita of the Rambam as well, that even by a Tarti L'Reyesa, the Chachamim hold Eino Yochel Lachzerbo. And then the Ramah quotes Tosis as a Yesh Omrim, that by a Tarti L'Reyesa, the Chachamim hold Eino Yochel Lachzerbo. The Chachamim only hold their Shita by a Chad L'Reyesa, but by a Tarti L'Reyesa, they agree to Rameir that Yochel Lachzerbo. Okay, so that's the Shita of the Ramah. So commenting on the Shita of the Ramah, the Haino, the opinion of Tesis, that by part of the Reisa, the Chachamim hold Yachal Lachshavo. The Sma says, let's say you have a Kusher Dayan. A Kusher Dayan. He's not a Yochin Mumcha who can be Dan Afili Yechidi. He's a regular run-of-the-mill guy. And you're Mekabel him to be three Dayan. Yochid B'mokom Rabin. So says the Sma, he thinks that's only a Chad of the Reyesa. That's not a Tark of the Reyesa. And since that's a Chad of the Reyesa, we passed in like the Ramah, therefore, if you're Makabal, a Yochid, Makam Rabim, a Kusher guy, it's not possible, he's Kusher, you treat him as three Dayanim, since it's only one Shem Psul, the Shem Psul of Yochid and not Rabim. That's apparently a Shem Psul, but that's only one Reyesa. The Sma says it's one Reyesa, and therefore the Chachamim will hold Eino Yochel Lachzerbo from that Kabbalah. If a person says, I want to treat this individual as three Dayanim, that's such a strong Kabbalah, it's only a Chad of the Reyesa, where the Chachamim would hold Eino Yochel Lachzerbo. That's the comment of the Sma. And the Shach is Cholik. The Shach doesn't really get into the Svaros. What they're arguing about, the Shach brings Rishonim that he thinks are Mashma, not like the Sma, that a Chad B'mokom plus, right, one individual B'mokom, you're doing two steps. You're treating him as two and then three, right? You're jumping two steps. We treat that as a Tarki L'Reyesa, not like the Sma, who says since it's Shem Sul Chadhu, therefore it's a Chad L'Reyesa. Sma Chlokas, Sma and Shach had a Paskin by a Yochid B'mokom Rabim, one in the place of three, whether that's a Chad L'Reyesa or a Tarki L'Reyesa, and therefore can you be Chozer from that Kabbalah. Is that clear? Did anyone see the Sma Shach, the Sma Chlokas? Okay. So the Ktzois over there in Simen Chav Beis quotes the Tumim. And the Tumim agrees with the Sma. And the Tumim brings a Raya to the Sma Shita. The Tumim says, before it's an Afan Mishnah. So already when you see that when someone's bringing a Raya to Shita and Achronim from a Mishnah, you know there's something fishy going on here. You would think. But the Tumim says it's a Mishnah. It's Unzer Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. It's our Mishnah, which says the Sma's Shita. What's he talking about? So the Ksos, according to the Tumim, says that the Mishnah says Gimel Roy Bakar is subject to the Machlokas Remeir and the Chachamim. Right? Neman Alai Abba, Neman Alai Vicha, Neman Malai Shlosha Roy Bakar, Remeir Omer Yochel Achzerbo, the Chachamim Omer Enu Yochel Achzerbo. So wait a second. Shlosha Roy Bakar. How many Kabbalahs are you doing there? How many Kabbalahs are you doing there? L'chor, you're doing three separate Kabbalahs, right? You're being Mekabel, the first Roa as a Kasher, the second Roa as a Kasher, and the third Roa as a Kasher. So really what you're doing is L'chor, a Klosel Reis. You're being Mekabel, three separate Dayanim, who are objectively puzzled, and you're being Kasher. So shouldn't that be a Tlosel Reyesa? And Lafi Tesis, the Chachamim should hold Yochel Lachzerbo. But it's Mefurish in the Mishnah that the Chachamim hold in Yochel Lachzerbo by Gimel Roy Bakar. Elama says the Tumim, you see from here the Shita of the Sma, that when the Kabbalah is only one Shem Psul, here the Shem Psul is Gimel Roy Bakar, whatever the Psul of Roy Bakar is, it's only one Shem Psul, Hagam, that you're taking three steps, because it's three separate Kabbalos of a Pasla Dayan. It's three separate steps, but since altogether it's one Shem Psul, that's only considered a Chadal Reyesa. Just like the Sma said about a Yochid B'makom Rabim, even though it's two steps, right, you're treating him as a second Dayan and you're treating him as a third Dayan, but nevertheless, since it's Shem Psul Chadu, Yochid B'makom Rabim, the Sma said it's a Chadal Reyesa, says the Tumim, you see from Unzra Mishnah that Gimel Roy Bakar is also considered a Chad L'Reyesa because it's only Shem Psul Chadhu. And the Tumim says, a Chiddush L'dina. He thinks it's such a strong Raya, he wants to be Medama Milsa L'Milsa. And he says, Hu Hadin, if you have Gimel Krovin. Not only Gimel Roy Balkar is considered a Chad L'Reyesa, even if you have Gimel Krovin, you have your father, your Shver, and your brother, you want to be Mekabel as a Beis Din. Since it's Shem Psul Chadhu, Dainu the Psul Karov, therefore, Lafi this Sma, it's a Chad L'Reyesa. It's shame sol chad was achad al reyes, and the Kabbalah is binding, and the corner of the chachamim eino yachal atzerbo from the Kabbalah. Again, lefi the Gemara, this is all after the Gemara din, because the chachamim hold the way we paskin. Kodim the Gemara din, they agree to the Rameyer that yachal atzerbo. We're talking about la'achad Gemara din lefi the maskan of the Gemara. Fine, is that clear so far? That is the Tumim's Raya for the Sma and his Chiddush Ludina. Okay. So the Ktzois is not so happy with the Tumim. He says, I don't understand the Raya Bechla. The Tumim wanted to bring a Raya for the Sma from Gimel Roy Bakr from the Mishnah. What's the Psul of Roy Bakr? So the Ktzois proves, so there's this discussion in the Ktzois and the Nesivis and the Meshovev, maybe a discussion of Rishonim already, but the Ktzois assumes that the psul of Roi Bakar, at least in the time of the Mishnah, was that he was not Gemiri. He was not Gemiri. Not Gazla, not Chashash Sheker, he was not Gemiri. That's the psul of a Roi Bakar. Says the Ktzois, we know from the Gemara and Dav Gimel, the way we pass in maybe Lamaskan or Vachabred Ravika, that the only reason you need Gimel Dayanim is because Yoshvei Kronos. Really, Midaraisa Chadna Mikasher. Nishum Yoshri Kronos, they were misaking that you need three Dayanim, because Iev should glaze kuhu chad the gamir. So, if you read the Gemara, you can have a basin of one gamir and two non-gamiri. And that's a lichatila kashra basin. Not the way the Ramah reads the Gemara there, the way most Rishonim read the Gemara, the way we paskin, that even if you know for sure that one, only one is gamir, and two are non-gamiri, that's a kashra basin. So Frektik Tzois, I don't understand. Why was the Tumim assuming that you're being Makabel all Gimel Roy Bakar? And that was his whole Raya, that even though you're making three steps, since it's Shem Sol Chadhu, it's only a Chad al Reyesa. Maybe in the Mishnah, by Gimel Roy Bakar, you're only being Makabel one of the Roy. Because only one has to be a Gamir. So you have three shepherds. They're all three are non-Gamiri. Lefi, the Gemara, where only one has to be Gamir, he only has to be in the Kabbalah, one of them, to be Machshir the whole Bastin. One has to be Gamir, the other two can remain non-Gamiri Roim. And if that's the case, that's the reason the Mishnah is Machshir Shlosha Roy Bakar. Meaning that's the reason the Chacham hold Inu Yochel Achsebo. Because he's only being the Kabbalah, one of the Roim, not all three Roim. The Tumim want to bring a Raya from the Mishnah Gimel Roy Bakar. That you see that you're, even though you're being the Kabbal all three Roim, and you're making three separate Kabbalos, three steps, since it's Shem Sol Chadhu, it's only a Chad L'Reyes, a Raya to the Sma. Frektik Tzois, who said that you're being the Kabbal all three Roim? You only have to be the Kabbal one of them. Because the Psul of Roe Bakar is only lack of knowledge. So you only, and Medina the Gemara from Rav and Gimel, only one has to be Gamir, and you have a basin of three. So he only has to be Makabel, one of the Roim, in order to be Makshir the entire basin. That's why the Mishnah assumes that it's a Chad L'Reyesa. But in a Hanami, if you had to be Makabel, all three Roim, even though it's one shame stool, that would have to be a Tlos L'Reyesa. That's the Ktzois's, the Ktzois is Kasha. And then the Ktzois says that, and Lafi the Chiddush Ladina, the Tumim, that you can be Makabel Gimel Krovim, is Nishkin Raya Bechlal. Because you have to be Makabel all three Krovim over there. It's not enough to be Makabel one of them, you have to be Makabel all three Krovim. So that's three steps that you have to make, and that'd be a Tzlossel Arayasa. And when you take a step back, that's a Pasla Basin. And he says, Zil Basar Kaima. The way the Rishonim quote Rabbeinu Ephraim, that the reason Tlas Lareis of the Chacham hold Yachal Achsebo is because it's a Guzman, it's an exaggeration. Clearly, he didn't mean to be Makabal such a Pasla Basin. If it's a Chad Lareis, okay, maybe he had Gemir's Das to be Makabal because it wasn't such a big psul. But such a big psul, a Tark Lareis, or certainly a Tlas Lareis, it's a Guzman. He was exaggerating. Clearly, he didn't have in mind to be Makabal. That's why the Chacham would have reached our mayor, Yachal Achsel, by Kalashman. So if you're Mekabel three Krovim, Ein Lecha Guzman Goldemizeh. So certainly the Tumim's Din is incorrect, Ladina. That's the Ktzois Achlishin. Yeah? Good?
The two whether Roy Luck are not actually possible, they're just not married.
Yeah.
So we're only looking for one who's comer, so that we make one
better. Right. Okay. So this I don't have an answer to. This may be a klutz kasha. It must be a klutz kasha. But I'm going to open the floor to anyone who has a suggestion to Fran for this question. Rabbi Steinmetz pointed out there's a different Ksos HaChoshen. The Ksos in Simon Lamed Vav or Lamed Zayin? We forgot. Lamed Vav? Lamed Vav Zayin. Whatever it was. Or Lamed Zayin Vav. Lamed Vav Zayin. Lamed Vav Zayin wanted to be Machriya, the suffix of the Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech had a suffix whether the din of Nimsa Efa Karv Apostle applies to Dayan. We know for sure. So again, Nakos, Nimsa Efa Karv Apostle is a din that shaykh to Edus. If one of the Edim is found to be Apostle, it apostles the entire Kasa of the Edim. Shaila exactly what the mechanism of the Psul is, but that's for sure by Edus. And as a din of Nachronim, whether that Psul carries over to Dayanus as well. And the Ksois wanted to bring a raya from the Gemara on Daf Gimel. What was his raya? His raya was that the Gemara says, according to Rav Acha Beit Ravika, Mida Raisa Chad Nami Kosher, Mishum Yoshri Kanos Ber Mesaki, that you should have Gimel, Yonim Kiz Kiyak Shad Leis Buchad De Gamir, Frek the Ksois on the Mishnah Lamelech. Wait a second. The non-Gemiri is puzzle. A non-Gemiri is puzzle. So if you're going to tell me that the din of Nimsa Echad Karav Apostle applies to Dayanim, how can you have a base din of one Gamir and two non-Gamiri? We should say Nimsa Echad Karav Apostle because a non-Gamiri is Apostle and the entire base din should be Apostle. Elama, from the fact that the Gemara assumes that you have one Gamir and two non-Gamiri is Kasher, it's a good base din, it must be that there's no din of Nimsa Echad Karav Apostle by Dayanim. That was the Ksos's Raya. That was the Ksos's Raya. So the Ksos was assuming that a non-Gemiri is an objective psul. Because if it wasn't an objective psul, it wasn't a real bona fide psul in Hilchos Dayanus, then there'd be no Raya to whether the din of Nimsa Echad Karav Apostle applies to Dayanim, not just to Edus. So this is the kasha. Lefi the Ktsois just said that the Tum Mizraya, back to Simcha Beis, the Ktsois said that Tum Mizraya from Gimel Roy Bakr is not a Raya to the Smach, because you only have to be Mekabel one of the Dayanim. You only have to be Mekabel one of the Roan. Because the other two can remain non-Gemir, and it's a Kashra Beis. As opposed to Gimel Krovim, where you have to be Mekabel all three Krovim. And that would be possible. Why? Why do you have to be Mekabel all three Krovim? Why don't we say, this is an honest question, I don't have the answer. Why don't we say that just like by Roim, you only have to be Mekabel one of the Roim, the other two can remain non-Gemiri. So it's by Krovim, you only have to be Mekabel one of the Krovim, and the other two can remain Krovim. And it's only a Chad L'Reyesa, and we should be Machshir the base thing. Okay, so you'll tell me, what am I talking about? There's a clear difference between the Psul Karov and the Psul of Roeh, non-Gemiri. That the Psul Karov is a real bona fide Psul, and the Psul of Roeh, non-Gemiri, is not a real bona fide Psul, and therefore you don't have to be Mekabalim. But then, if that's the case, what was the Ksos's Raya in Simon Lamed Vav that there's no din of Nimsa Echad Karov Apostle when it comes to Dayanus? There's no Raya Bechlal, because the Gemara there is talking about non-Gemiri. Non-Gemiri is not a bona fide psul, but maybe if a bona fide psul like a Karo, then we would actually apply the din of Nimsa Echad Karov Apostle to Hilchos Dayanus, to Dayanim, to a base. So then, Hadra Kush L'Duchta, clearly the Ksos was assuming that the psul of non-Gemiri and the psul of Karo are the Zelbezah. If that's the case, just like the Ksos said that you have Gimel Roy Bakr, you only have to make the Kabbal one of the Roim to be Machshir the Basin, and it's only a Chad of the Reyesa, and therefore you can't be Choser from the Kabbalah. So too by Gimel Krovin. You should only have to be Mekabel one of the Krovim, and that should be Machshir the entire Basin. You shouldn't have to be Mekabel all three Krovim. Why was the Ksos assuming that you have to be Mekabel all three Krovim? Is the Kasha clear? I'll repeat. I'm really bothered by the question, so I'll repeat it if anyone wants me to repeat it.
meaning like derided by the Soviets as sort of maybe that card is more of a, like, there's no Yun Shin dialogue. Whereas from a Gawker, it just means a technical skill that they're not going with. The years that they would learn the halakha, they'd be able to be there.
Right, so if it's good, I would have said that, but then what's the Ksosis Raya to not applying the Nisalkar from Apostle? The Ksosis doesn't say, oh, but I agree, it's according to the Ksosis thinks that there's no din of Nisalkar from Apostle by Dayanim. What would the Ksosis say? We have two Kasha Dayanim and one Karo. What do we say Nisalkar from Apostle? According to the Tzoyis again thinks brought a riot from the Gemara Dav Gimel that there's no din of Nisa Karo Apostle by Hilchos Dayanus. What would he say if one of the three was a Karo? I would think it's the same thing. But let's see what you're saying. What's the riot? Just because by non-Gemiri, you don't have Nisa Karo Apostle, why should that carry over to Karo? Karo is a more egregious psul. So, like, no matter what you... If you go in that direction to say that non-Gemiri is different than Karo, so then you take away the Raya from Dav Gimel to the din of Nimsa Acha Karo Apostle by Hilchos Dayanus. Are you guys bothered by the question? You're bothered by the question. Rav Miller, you're bothered by the question. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, Einolov? I don't have the answer. Einolov. Okay, fine. Okay, second Ha'ara in the sugya of Nemanalai Abba, Nemanalai Vipa. So what exactly is the mechanism of the Kabbalah? How does this work? The guy's a Pasul Adayim. So why can you stam the Mekabel a Dayim who's Pasul? The Torah said, the Torah prescribed what the credentials of a Kosher Dayim is. How does one have the koach to be machshir a posel adayin? So this is a machlokas rishonim. The one who really formulates it, the clearest is the Chaznish. The Chaznish is in Simen Yud Zayin Oz Dalet in Sanhedrin in Chelik Chosh Mishpat. So the Chaznish presents two shitos in the rishonim. One is the Rashbam and the Yad Ramah in Bava Basra. And the other is the Rashba quoted by the Maharim. So we're going to focus on the Rashbam and the Yad Raman and Bava Basra, but I'll just say both shitos out, and then we'll make our Ha'ar in the Rashbam. I think Rabbi Samitz and I made this Ha'ar last year. The Rashbam and the Yad Raman seem to say that the token of Neman Alai Abba, Neman Alai Vicha, Kabbalah, Spsulim, both by Dayan and even by Edus, is Midin Hodas Baldin. The Lashon of the Rashbam is the Rashbam in the Sugya on Daf Kuf Chaf Ches Amud Aleph, where the Gemara there in Yishnu Ochlin discusses some of these halachos. The Rashbam uses the Lashon of Hodah, and the Yad Ramah earlier in Daf Yud Gimel also implies that the basis for the Kabbalah's Psulim is Midin Hodas Baldin. The Chaznish doesn't say it's really Hodas Baldin, it's Hodas Baldin, which leads to a Kinyan Odisa. Kinyan Odisa, which we know from the Sugya Mishames and Daf Kufin Pes, assuming it makes a Kinyan, unclear, but whatever it is, a Kinyan Odisa manifests from a Hodas Baldin, and it could potentially lead to some type of Kinyan. But either way, it's Midin Hodas Baldin. In other words, he's being Modeh, let's say it's the Toveya. The Toveya is being mode that if these Dayonim who are apostle passing against me, I am going to be mochel to the Nitba, or vice versa. The Nitba says, if these Dayonim who are apostle passing against me, I'm going to be mode that I owe money to the Toveya, and that's the basis for the Kabbalah. It's Midin Hodas Baldin / Kinyan Odisa. That's the way the Chaznish quotes the Rashbam and the Yad Ramah in Bava Basra. Again, the Rashbam is on Kuf Chav Ches Med Aleph, and the Yad Ramah is on Daf Yud Gimel
in the sugya of good or good. Okay. He quotes this, we're not going to get into it all, but he quotes the Rashba, the Tshuvas Rashba quoted in the Ma'arik, who holds that any time a person's makabel something in front of Beis Din, it has the tokef of a takana's Beis Din, and through this takana, the Baal Din, either Tovei or the Nitba, has to either be mochel or give the money. But it's through the Kabbalah it has the status of a takana, and that's the tokef of the Kabbalah. I don't understand that. That's what I'm thinking. I don't understand exactly what that means. I don't understand the parameters of that halacha. But that's the way the Chaznish quotes the Rashba. It's midin takanas beistin. It's midin takanas beistin. So the ha'ara that we had last year in the Sugya Nishnochlin, the Rashbam could confess to imply that the din of Nemel Abba Nemel Avicha is midin hodaz baldin is the following. A hodaz baldin is a hoda. It's an admission that such and such took place or that he owes money. How could you have a hodah al tanai? Bishlama, you can make a kinyan al tanai, you can make a chalos al tanai, but a hodah is either yes or no. A hodah, lechora, what one would think, is based in nemanis, and you're believed to say, we'll get into that in a moment, but you're believed to say that such and such took place to obligate yourself. So how does it make sense to say that there's a concept of hodal tonight or being moded that such and such took place if such and such happens? Did it happen or it didn't happen? Do you owe the money? Don't owe the money. So how can you have a hodah that I owe the money or I am going to be mocha the money, meaning I'm not owed the money, on condition that the Abba, Avicha, Gimel Roy Bakar, paskin against me? How does that make any sense? How can you have a hodah al tonight? That was our question last year. And I saw this year, recently, that the stipler in Nedarim, in Simen Chaf, asks this question. He's coming from the Sugya Nedarim, which we'll discuss in a moment. But that's the question. So the stipler over there, in Simen Chaf in Masechus Nedarim, points out there are two other Gemaras which seem to indicate that you can have a Hodah al Tanai. We'll explain how that's possible, but there are two other Gemaras that seem to assume that you can have a hodah al tanai. One is the Gemara Nedarim on Chav Zayin, and that's where the stipler is coming from. This week's parsha, the sugya of Onis Rukhman Patres. The Gemara says that if you have a person who has shtaros, let's say Reuven has shtaros, that indicate that he has some schus, he's entitled to money. And he's matvis shtaros, he gives his shtaros to Beis Din, and he says that if I don't come back to Beis Din by such and such date, then I am going to be mochel. I'm going to be mochel the shtaros. I am going to forget the din Torah, and I'm not going to be owed any money. And he doesn't come machmas onis. So that's machlokas in the Gemara there, Rav Huna and Rav Chista, whether we say onis rachmana patre, and since he didn't come machmas onis, it's really as if he came, and therefore he shouldn't have to be mochel his chuyos, or do we say lamaisa he didn't come? That's the shayla machlokas Rav Huna over there, the Gemara Nedarim on Chav Zayin. Okay, and then the Gemara gets into sugis basmachta, very relevant for the upcoming sugi of basmachta lokanya. But either way, the Ran over there on the daf explains that the mechanism for this mechila, so to speak, is midin hodaz baldin, that the guy who has matfis his shtaros in Beis Din, he gave his shtaros to Beis Din. What he was saying was, I am mode that I am not owed any money on condition that I don't make it back to Beis Din by such and such date. In other words, it sounds, the Ram uses these Lashonos, it's a hodaz baldin al tanai. He's being mode that he doesn't owe the money, Yenem doesn't owe him the money, even though he had the shtaros, Yenem doesn't owe him the money, on condition that he doesn't make it back. He doesn't make it back to Beis Din by such and such date. So how does that make any sense? Again, the Gemara seems to be assuming with the Ran's Perish, it seems to be assuming that you can have a Hodaz Baldin al Tanai. And even if you say it's Kinyan Odisa, that it results in a Kinyan, but the Kinyan Odisa stems as Noveya from the Hodaz Baldin. It could be that the Hodaz Baldin will result in a Kinyan Odisa, which is a Kinyan, but it's generated by Hodaz Baldin. So it's also assuming that you have a Hodaz Baldin al Tanai, that you can have some type of admission in Beis Din on condition that such and such takes place. Very strange. Then the stipler has one more Gemara. This we saw in Baba Basra, those of us who were in the Kolo. the Gemara on Daf Kuf Memtes. We know the din is there's a concept of a matnas chimera. Normally, in order to make kinyanim, you have to do a ma'isa kinyan. Like our Rebbeim pointed out to us many times, you need das kona, you need das makna, and you need a ma'isa kinyan, right? That's the way it's set up. So, shchimra is an exception to the rule. Chazar mesakin shloti tarif daito, that a shchimra can be makne bedibor alone, without any ma'isa kinyan. So the Mishnah in Maseches Bava Basra, on Daf Kuf Mem Vav, says that there's a difference between a matna shchimra b'chol hanachasim and a matna shchimra b'miksas hanachasim. If the shchimra wants to give away all of his nachasim, so then the halacha is clearly the way the Rashbam explains the Mishnah is that clearly the fact that he wanted to give away all of his nachasim, he didn't intend to survive from the sickness. He thought that he was gone. Since that's the case, if he ends up recovering from his sickness, in Amad Choser, because clearly it was with the understanding that he was going to die, but if he doesn't die, he should be able to be Choser. It's like an implicit tonight. That's the way the Rashbam explains the Mishnah there. And if you have a Matna Shchimra B'miksas Nechasim, the fact that he reserved some of the Nechasim for himself, clearly he was aware of the possibility that he may survive. Therefore, in Amad Eino Choser. That's the basic chiluk between a man shchimra b'chol nechasim and mixas nechasim. But again, the way the Rashbam explains the Mishnah there is that it's a shaila of umdana al tanai, that whether he had this implicit tanai of im Amad Choser, whether if he recovers, can he be choser from the matan or not? That's the way the Rashbam explains the Mishnah there on the Kuf Mem Vav. So now, the Gemara on Kuf Mem Pes has a famous shaila, whether a shchimra b'shemode mahu. Many different explanations, the Rishon, exactly what the shaila of the Gemara is. So the way Tosis explains the Gemara shaila of Odisa, of shchimra shemode, is if you have a shchimra who's mode, that he has money that belongs to someone else. A shchimra who's mode, that he has money, it's a hodas baldina of a shchimra, do we treat that as a matnas shchimra, or do we treat that as a matnas bari? Do we treat that as a matnas shchimra and therefore im amad choser, or do we treat that as a matnas bari and therefore he cannot be choser from the hakna? So says the stipler. This is the stipler's ha'ar. Lefi the tzad in the Gemara on Kuf Mem Tes, that a shchimra's hoda has a din of a matna shchimra, yeah, and therefore he can be choser from all the nechasim from the matan if he recovers. And the Rashbam explained that's midin an umdin al tnai. So wait a second, it's a hoda al tnai, right? What's going on is the shchimra is being moded that something belongs to him, and the hoda is I am being moded that it belongs to you. But it's on condition that I don't recover. Because if I do recover, I want to be choser from this hodah. So again, Lefi poses an explanation of the Gemara, the Kuf Mem Tes. You have a Gemara which assumes that you can have a hodah all tonight. So we have three Gemaras. We have our Gemara, the way the Rashbam in Bava Basra and Kuf Chav Ches understands the din of Nemelai Abba, Nemelai Vicha, Nemelai Gimel Roy Bakar. That's Bidin Hodas Baldin. It sounds like you have Haldas Baldin al Tanai. We have the Gemara in Nedarim and Chav Zayin, which assumes also the Pshat of the Ran, the Perish of the Ran, that you can have a Haldas Baldin al Tanai to be Mochel as Chuyos and Beistin. And the Gemara in Bava Basra, in Mishmeis, on Kuf Mem Tes, based on the Rashbam and Tesis, that you can have a Haldas Baldin by Shchimra, you can have a Haldas Baldin al Tanai, and that has the Tokef of a Haldas Baldin.
Is that a Hodah there, or? That's just we say that's his way of making a matnas shchimra, and it's really a regular matana, and therefore imam al choser, and it's not really a hodas baldin.
He was just moda than nechasim. He was just moda than nechasim. He didn't do any kinyan. He was just moda than nechasim belonged to yanim. Right. And the shaila is, do we treat that as a matnas shchimra, and therefore imam al choser, or do we treat that as a matnas bari, and he can't be chozer. So on the tzad that we treated as a matnash chimra im omer chozer, why can he be chozer? Yeah. So the Rashbam explained in the Mishnah that im omer chozer im matnash chimra is because it was al tanai. The matana was al tanai, that if he doesn't die, he should be able to be chozer from the matana. But the whole matana there was generated by Hodas Baldin. That's what the Gemara's question. Shchimra Shemoda, and Tos explains that he's just Moda, that he has money that belongs to Yenim. That's a Hodas Baldin. Nevertheless, we say that it can be subject to a Tanai, which will allow him to be Chozer from the Hodas Baldin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the stipler's Ha'ara. So how could it be? How could it be? So Kaya Dua. I'm sure Rav Nussbacher quoted this Chakira, that the Ketzos in Lama Dalad Dalad has a big Shaila whether what the tokef of Hodas Baldin is. What's the nature of the din of Hodas Baldin? So he quotes the Mari Ben Lev, who assumes he's discussing some other shaila. We're not going to get into that. And then he gets into this discussion of whether what's the tokef of Hodas Baldin. So Mari Ben Lev says Hodas Baldin is mitam hischaivus, that a person has the ability to be mechayv themselves, mama. So when a person is mode that he owes yenem money, basically what he's doing is, it's not that he's believed, it's that right now he's being mechayv, a person can be meshavet himself, can be meshavet his nechasim, he can be mechayv himself to give money to Ploni. But it's not a neman, it's not that we believe him when he says he owes Ploni money, it's that right now, through his hodah, he's being mechayv himself. It's mitam hischayvos. The Ketzos brings many rayas, he thinks, against the Mari Ben Lev. The clearest raya is that we know from the Gemara in Bava Basra, Kola Omer Lo Labisis, Kola Omer Lo Parati Dami. If a person, Reuven, comes to Shimon and says, you owe me money, Shimon says, Lo Labisi. The next day, Reuven brings Edom and Shimon says, I already paid. So the Gemara says, Kola Omer Lo Labisis, Kola Omer Lo Parati Dami. So therefore, when he originally said, Lo Labisi, it's ki'ilu he's being mode that he owed money and he never paid it. So fektik tzois, if the din of Hodas Baldin was mitam hischaivus, how does it make any sense to have a din of kol omer lo lavisi, kol omer lo parati dami? When he says lo lavisi, he doesn't intend to be mechayv himself. If you're going to tell me the whole basis of Hodas Baldin is a person, he intends to be mechayv himself mamun right now, then how could kol omer lo lavisi, kol omer lo parati dami, be a hischaivus? He doesn't intend to be mechayv himself. When he says lulavisi, it's komer luparati dami, and it's akin to a hodas baldin. But he doesn't intend to be mechayv himself. The whole basis of our hodas baldin is mitam hischaivus. So then, how could kol haomer lulavisi, komer luparati dami, be a hodas baldin? He doesn't intend to be mechayv himself. So why is he chayv in the first place? That's the Ketzos's big kasha on the Mari Ben Lev. And a few other kashas, we're not going to get into them now. Niktzos ends up saying he has the diuk, he's arrived from Rashi, that Hodas Baldin is exerus akasa, that a person is neman al atzma, kameidim, yosme eidim, that a person is neman al atzma to be mechayiv himself. That's midin nemanus. So that's the chakir. Is Hodas Baldin mitam nemanus, or is it mitam hischaivus? So we were asking the kasha, how does it make any sense to have a Hodas Baldin al tonight? It's either yeah or no. Is he Naaman to say what took place? So how does it make sense to say a Naaman is al Tanai? However, if you assume, like the Mari Ben Lev, that Hodas Maldin is Midin Hischaivus, it's a Shibud, certainly a person could make a Shibud Mal Tanai. A person can make Kinyan Mal Tanai. Shibud is a mixus Kinyan, we know for sure. A person can make a Hischaivus, a person can make Shibud Mal Tanai. So this is very hard. This is Tzarechian for sure. But Lefi, the Mari Ben Lev, it's easier to understand how the din of Neman Alai Abba, Neman Alai Vicha, Neman Alai Gimel Roy Balker could be in Midin Hodas Baldin, even though the Chora it's Al Tanai, if you understand Hodas Baldin is Mitam Hischaivus. But the Chora it's Sarach Ian, according to the Ketzos, who assumes that Hodas Baldin is Mitam Ne'emanus, how does it make sense? We have three Gemaras that seem to assume that way, but how does it make sense to have Hodas Baldin, a Ne'emanus, Al Tanai? Are you believed or you not believed? What does it mean to have a Hodas Baldin al Tanai? That was our Ha'ara last year, and it remains a Ha'ara. Okay. Yeah? Yeah.
A little bit of a didactic kasha, not, or really just a question. If you assume that the Tzad, if you assume like the Mar even Lev, that he's being refined himself, you said that it was Exeris Hakasav. The Ketosis was Exeris Hakasav that he is now among us.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the, what's in the part for the Mar even Lev? Just.
It's a svara. That person can be mechayev himself. Arev, whatever. We have makaros that a person can be shibu nechasim. A person could be meshabin himself mamon. Halva, evel vishmalve, arev, whatever you assume that the makar for shibu nechasim is, will be the makar for his chayvus. Yeah. Okay. Yeah? Sorry, there are no answers here, just questions. Fine. That is part one of the Chabura, first Mahalach. Second part of the Chabura for the next 15 minutes. We will make a couple of Ha'aros on the Teisvis, going back on Belula, B'mikra, U'v'mishnah. So in Chav Dalet Alam, before the Mishnah of Nemalei Abba, Nemalei Avicha, the Gemara quoted from Rabbi Yochanan. Right before the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan, my Bavel, Rabbi Yochanan, Belula b'Mikra, Belula b'Mishnah, Belula b'Talmud. So the lashon of the name Bavel is symbolic of the fact that it is Belula b'Mikra, Belula b'Mishnah, and Belula b'Talmud. Is that referring to the people? Is that referring to Talmud Bavli? Okay, take a look at the Marsha. But Rabbeinu Tam assumes, on the Taptosis and Chavdal Amnav, that we're referring to Talmud Bavli. Take a look, Belula b'mikro v'mishnah, Pirsha b'inu tam, the Metalmud shalonu, anu potun atzmenu, imasha amru chachamim, la'olam yishalish adam shnoso, shlish b'mikro, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'shas. We know there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, also a Gemara in Kiddushin, that a person should divide up their something, shnosov, into three parts, mikra, mishnah, and shas. We'll come back to what Shas Talmud means, the definition of that. But Rabbeinu Tam says that this chiyuv that we have of La'oli Mishalish Adam Shnosav, we fulfill al yidei learning Talmud Bavli. And the raya is from our Gemara that Talmud Bavli has both Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. Even though Rav Shechter pointed out that you can go through the first seven blad of Maseches Gittin and not see the Shem Hashem, you probably will see some psukim when you go through the first seven blad of Maseches Gittin. Certainly our dapin, you have some psukim, so you fulfill the din of Yishalish Adam Shnosav Shlish B'mikra, Shlish B'mishnah, and Shlish B'shas. So, one could ask the question, how could it be? How could Rabbeinu Tam say that a person just needs to learn Talmud Bavli and Shalom Al Yisrael? L'chora, Torah is Rechava Minayam. Like Rav Shechter points out, that the 24 books of Tanakh are also surprisingly part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And there are other Toseftas and other dinim that one wouldn't necessarily learn by just going through Talmud Bavli. So how could it be that Rabbeinu Tam thinks that the din of Yishalish Adam Shnosav can be Niskayim al yidei learning Talmud Bavli? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Hilchos Talmud Torah explains as follows. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the way he quotes the Gemara, it sounds not like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, it sounds like the simple read of Rabbeinu Tam is all a person to be a from Jew, all you have to do is learn Gemara. Learn Talmud Bavli, and you fulfilled your Chiyu Talmud Torah. If you look in the Rambam says that the din of Yishalish Adam Shnosav, Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, and Shlish B'Talmud, is B'Tchilas Limuda, when a person starts to learn. Like it was pointed out, that you should only work 3 hours a day and learn 9 hours a day. Those 9 hours you divide into three sections. You start 3 hours learning Tanakh, 3 hours learning Mishnayos, and 3 hours learning Talmud, which we'll get into exactly, according to the Rambam, what Talmud includes. And then, says the Rambam, as a person progresses as a Talmud Chacham, and they have a greater bekiyas in Tanakh and Mishnayos, and they need to spend less time on that, they should start transitioning their schedule and focusing more on learning Talmud, basically what we would call learning Gemara Be'iyun, and spending less time on Mikra and on Mishnah. So it sounds like from the Rambam, this is what the Shulchan Aruch Harav points out, that the din of Yishalish Adam Shnosav, according to the Rambam, is not a person's Chovas Talmud Torah on a daily basis. It's a recipe of how to acquire Kol HaTorah Kula. How does a person become Talmud Chacham? So Chazal were Koveya, that there is a way to make sure that you evenly distribute your time to focus on all aspects of Torah, and that is the din of L'olam Yishalish Ad Mishnosav. And that's why the Rambam was Mechadish Midas Atma, but it's very Mistaber L'fizeh, that when a person gets a greater bekiyas in Tanakh, he needs to spend less time on Tanakh.